Hi, this is Vittishan from Brittany Williams, BRITTANEYWILLIAMS. Date of service is 11/26/2024. Date of birth 3/18/87. Date of accident is 4/3/2024. Miss Brittany Williams is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was initially involved in an automobile accident on 4/3/2024 as a restaurant driver, and she was rear-ended. This accident caused her various symptoms, which include headaches but without any TBI symptoms. However, the pain has been affecting her left shoulder, neck, mid back, and lower back. And currently, she reports that the left shoulder has no pain and her range of motion of the left shoulder is completely normal. No deficits are reported. No weakness of the arm is reported. Pain in the right knee is reported to be 10. Neck pain, no neck pain. Only the lower back pain, which is around 10. Her pain is not reported to be radiating anymore as before from lower back to the right thigh, and pain is between 8 to 10. Overall, the ADLs are affected 7, and 40% relief is reported by the patient. Patient has, please review the records for ADL for system review for additional history, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 184/115, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is the same as previous visit, which is dated. Dictation number 1002-015. Plan is to continue physical therapy to the neck, lower back, right hip, right knee, both sacroiliac joints, 2 times per week with traction massage, echo therapy. Patient is working full time without restriction, and patient is provided with the following medication, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix is provided 20 mg twice a day, Ultram is provided 50 mg PRN for pain relief, Elavil is provided 50 mg for GAD disorder and pain relief, Vivisets are provided for headache relief. Patient has ordered a CT scan of the right hip and pelvis also to make sure there is no fracture of the superior inferior vein mine. And they have not been done yet. MRI of the right knee is also ordered to identify the pain. The MRI for the left shoulder was discussed with the patient, and it is found to have a supraspinous tendinosis with interstitial tear, infraspinous tendinosis, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, degenerative changes of the labrum, posterior subluxation of the humeral head, and a glenohumeral dalgicism. Patient is advised intra-articular injection of the left shoulder as well as the supraspinous tendon injection. Lumbar spine MRI shows a disc herniation of L4-5, L5-S1, as well as paraspinal muscle atrophy and moderate facet joint hypertrophy, for which various injections have been discussed and advised. The patient has been informed that they might bring her early relief. So once the patient agrees, we'll be more than happy to help her in the disinfection. Along with this, a bilateral SI joint is advised for a diagnostic purpose. Thank you.